CRTV News with Winston Lepga, the main points. Today is World Theatre Day. Cameroon's theatre is said to be in need of resources to attract the following it once enjoyed. The news focus is on the issue. Some Nigerian parents have been dancing and rejoicing after more than 130 children who were kidnapped have been freed by the country's military. Over 150 cyclists are expected to compete in the National All-Terrain VTT Chantal Biya race in Bagofit, East Region. The development of these stories and others next. Hello there. We begin from the National Assembly, where a delegation of German parliamentarians, members of the Bundestag, have been granted an audience with the Speaker of Cameroon's National Assembly today. The German members of Parliament, led by Honorable Jürgen Kobe, and the Speaker discussed different ways of widening existing cooperation between Cameroon and Germany, dating as far back as the colonial era. Doris Batetatoikwe has details.
German presence in Cameroon dates back to the 19th century. The country was administered as a German colony, later partitioned between the English and the French after the First World War. The relics of that colonial era are still palpable nonetheless, and cooperation ties between Cameroon and Germany in the domains of politics, economy, culture, education, health, and elsewhere have been on the move. The delegation of German MPs say they want to go an extra mile. That was the substance of their discussion with the Speaker of the National Assembly, the Right Honorable Kavayige Jibril, this afternoon at his office. Honorable Jogen Kose is the head of that delegation.
In future, we hope that it's possible we can go to Berlin and open doors for a better friendship between Cameroon and Germany, Germany and Cameroon. Parliamentary relation is for us an important thing, and we hope that it's possible to make better, closer relationship.
Further exchanges between the occupants of the German Bundestag and those of the National Assembly under the umbrella of the Cameroon-German Parliamentary Friendship Group ensued at Committee Room A of the House Chamber. The MPs are optimistic Cameroon stands to gain a lot from their German counterparts. Honorable Dr. Fonge Julius.
Cameroonians are still nostalgic of the German presence in Cameroon. Economically, they set us on a platform which the very foundation of Cameroonian economy is based. Our history is tied to theirs. We have, for example, so many remembrances of how they treated us, the kind of administration that they put in place, their strictness, some of which, if we decide to emulate, we are going to have, you know, a better Cameroon today.
The German MPs are equally hopeful they will glean from their six-year-old friendship with the Cameroonian parliamentarians.
On to national defense now. The new East Region Gendarmerie Legion commander, Colonel Noko Divine, has just been officially installed into his functions in Betwa by Brigadier General Tonge Elias, who commands the 1st Gendarmerie Region. We have details with Celestine Sumbele.
Legion de Gendarmerie de l'Est, à mon commandement.
The East Gendarmerie Legion has a new leader. Colonel Noko Divine has been officially installed in his new functions in a purely military traditional ceremony in Betwa. He takes over from Colonel Dachu Sani Hile, who has been at the helm of the Gendarmerie Legion since 26 March 2019 and promoted as First Inspector at the National Gendarmerie Central Service of the Ministry of Defense. The installation ceremony was chaired by the Brigadier General Tunke Elias, commanding the 1st Gendarmerie Region, who tasked the newly installed colonel to make the gendarmerie welcoming and servicing in its units and to also work in close collaboration with all administrative authorities, religious, traditional, and political authorities, as well as the component of defense and security forces, without forgetting the local population through its daily action. The new commander will have the huge responsibility to tackle the increasing insecurity problems, such as the trafficking of human human bones, hostage taking for ransom, and armed criminality, among others. Celestine Sumbele, CRTV, Bedwa.
On to a news focus now. Cameroonian theatre practitioners have joined their peers across the globe to commemorate the 60th World Theatre Day by requesting that government and other stakeholders allocate more resources to support the age-old art form. The artists say public interest in their performances has dwindled due to insufficient infrastructure and lack of funding. George Muam sizes up the situation of theater arts in Cameroon.
Cameroon's theater art scene is rich and diverse, and performances often address social ills with the intention to evoke emotions and provoke thought. But today, veterans in the field like Professor Imelda Samba look back at the glorious days of theatre arts with a lot of nostalgia.
I remember in the 80s when we used to move from town to town, performing plays, and we'll have the halls jammed full with audiences, some sitting on the floor to watch plays. I would say that it is not the same thing as today.
Younger theatre practitioners like Nange Lizette, who are trying to follow the footsteps of veterans, say even though a variety of theatre shows are always on the weekend menu, the lack of a steady audience remains a great challenge.
When you go to a performance hall or theater, you either find the colleagues of the practitioner of theater, either you find expatriates or you find the family members.
This, the blame on the change in attitudes and lack of funding.
Now everybody has got a television in their homes, everybody has got Android phones, so we have different forms of entertainment and different forms of dissemination. If people don't go to the theater halls, it is not because they're not interested in theater. Maybe they have other ways of accessing performances.
They don't have the means to communicate in a wider platform because most of the time it is auto-production.
As Cameroonian theatre artists join their peers to observe the 60th World Theatre Day, they bemoan that key stakeholders are yet to realize the value of theatre to the people and its potential for economic growth.
World Theatre Day provides a special occasion to honor the rich history and diverse contributions of theatre to the society. In Cameroon, it is seen to have a strong unifying factor and element through which peace is consolidated. Patience Wingo has the following analysis.
World Theatre Day highlights the importance of theatre arts as it continues to move, entertain, teach, and change people. This year will be the 60th World Theatre Day after its institution in 1962. The day celebrates the essence, beauty, and importance of theatre arts, its significant role in entertainment, and the symbolic impact that theatre has on life. We celebrate theatre halls used by actors to stage plays, either to present the experience of a real or imagined event before a live audience. The plays staged always bear an underlining message for its audience. Theater, as a live embodied art form, has the potential to reflect local contexts, explore context-specific solutions, and provide space for differing perspectives. A lot of actors engaged in theater for peace building in Cameroon have been playing this role on several fronts following the crisis in some parts of the country. In Cameroon, theatre practitioners have and continue to lament the fragmentation of human life and the erosion of peace as a result of human rights abuses, income inequality, poverty, lack of access to services, crime, and wars. Stakeholders in the theatre arts domain have used theatre as a cultural tool to create awareness and educate their audiences about the need for peaceful coexistence in conflict-stricken parts of Cameroon. We can celebrate living icons in the theatre arts sector like Fai Donatus Tangem, Joyce Ashutangtang, Imelda Samba, Kebuma Langmia, and those gone to the world beyond like Bole Butake.
Amongst the names called there is Professor Fai Donatus Tangem. He is the Director of Cinema and Audiovisual Production at the Ministry of Arts and Culture. He is our guest on the 7 p.m. tonight. He granted an interview to Patience Wingo in which He sizes up the fate of theater arts in the country and shares some ideas on how theater arts practitioners can attract the public to follow up their activities with interest.
Theater is a tool actually of mobilization, sensitization, development. It's a tool of general education. In fact, adult education, otherwise known as andragogy, is better done through theater. For some reasons, that is clearly understandable. Communal theater has suffered and went into doldrums for several reasons. This can be understood from the perspective of the proliferation of the social media that seem to offer something through what you call the TikTok. You have tiny snippets of theater performances and different entertainment measures. But the fact of the absence of permanent theater representation on the stage in Cameroon can be explained also by the general disinterest that has suddenly resurged, and it is gradually being addressed because theater practitioners have also decided to find other means and ways of activating a theater-going spirit. This can be measured through the creation of privately owned theater spaces, the initiative taken by private individuals and also even the government. If you look at the Cameroon Cultural Center, the Salicom Vialite, the Ministry of Arts and Culture, and at the Carrefour, and this supermarket, Carrefour, is adorned with theater spaces. And this is because of the increasing awareness that theater is a tool you cannot ignore. Because even in the radio and the television, there are moments when components of the theater is needed to begin to dramatize information. So presently, there is a gradual comeback thanks to the increasing awareness by individuals and multinationals that have begun the idea of using theater to sensitize the population, to sensitize the masses on different aspects of the society. For what the government need to accentuate and galvanize theater-going spirit and to increase the level of performances, it's many. First of all, if you understand that theater is a general tool of mobilization, then you would see theater would be very serviceable to Ministry of Social Affairs, Ministry of Women Affairs and the Family, Ministry of Education, Ministry of Higher Education, Ministry of Arts and Culture. These are different ministries that need theater to enable it to fast-track the understanding of its major objectives. Take the example of the proliferation of violence and maybe drug and other ultra-virus in schools and colleges. Through the theater, if you need to mobilize society, you need to educate young people, young learners on the dangers of their activities, it is better dramatized. And through that, those students who now constitute an audience in the theater will better appreciate the risk and the general disadvantages of certain practices like prostitution, like cheating, like corruption and stuff. When you dramatize this in front of the people, you enable them to rise to a certain consciousness. I think it's a tool that if we can manage to have the DJSN introduce a course during police training where performances are being carried out to enable the police measure how people perceive them, that is going to help a lot in adjusting the comportment, the attitude of police that are more interested in what they stand to gain. Take the case of the Ministry of Public Health. Should the ministry be interested in carrying out a campaign on maybe hepatitis B and they decide to use theater troupe to go around do a performance on the dangers of not having taken the vaccines of hepatitis B. Now, that could be a very effective tool in mobilizing communities and helping people come to terms with the practical realities of the issues around them. Through this, they'll be able to resolve issues, conflict resolution, solve their health challenges. And then if you want to go with the direction of hygiene in the neighborhood, now through dramatization, the messages can better be circulated. So there is theater that is used for development. There's theater that is used for general sensitization. There's theater that is general mobilization, organization, and developmental approach to societal issues.
That was the director of cinema and audiovisual production at the Ministry of Arts and Culture, Professor Fai Donatus Tangem. They're giving some ideas on how theater arts in Cameroon can attract the public to develop some interest in their activities. We're speaking to Patience Wingo. The Minister of Finance informs taxpayers that the deadline for the electronic filing of statistical and tax returns and the payment of the related year-end tax balances for the 2023 fiscal year, initially scheduled for the 15th of March this year, has been extended to the 26th of March. He also recalls that the year-end tax balances shall be paid exclusively by e-payment. The taxpayers concerned are therefore invited to respect the deadline for payment of balances set for 26th of March 2024 in order to avoid the inconvenience that will be caused applied to defaulters. The Minister of Finance is counting on everyone's fiscal civic-mindedness. It is signed by the Minister Louis-Paul Motaze. Over to the South region, the new building to host the John Lobo Divisional Delegation of the Ministry of Forestry and Wildlife has been inaugurated and put to use. The two-story modern structure built in the divisional headquarters, Sang Melima, was inaugurated this Wednesday during a ceremony that was chaired by the Minister of Forestry and Wildlife, Jules Dorin Dongo, in the presence of the Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, George Ilanga Obam. We have details courtesy of Brunhilda Nasiri.
The inauguration event, set in a beautiful ambience, commenced with the singing of the national anthem and a parade led by the Minister of Wildlife and Forestry himself. This occasion does not just mark a new beginning, but symbolizes hope and aspirations for even better things to come, as measures have been diligently implemented to ensure their effective realization.
The recommendation I made to my colleagues in the decentralized services, particularly in the John Lobo Delegation of Forestry and Wildlife, obviously, they contribute very closely to the sustainable management of wildlife and forests. They should therefore monitor it and provide all the procedures and text that exist so that these activities can be carried out with complete legality and serenity.
This infrastructure will not only monitor all other services in the Njaa and Lobo geographical area, but has also significantly enhanced the working conditions for its personnel.
We also have, for the comfort of the workers, we have climatization, we have telephone, we have toilets well equipped to make sure the workers are in good condition.
Following the presentation of various prestigious medals by Minister Jules Dorin Dongo on behalf of the President of the Republic, the event concluded with a dignified military parade to commemorate the ceremony. Sang Melima, Brunhilda Nasiri from CRTV Ebolova.
Municipal agents in charge of information and communication technologies in their various local councils are taking part in a capacity building seminar organized by the National Agency for Information and Communication Technology. The aim is to equip them with skills that will be necessary for them to operate in the current decentralization system. We have this report from CRTV East, courtesy of Tala LT.
Placed under the theme Local Development in the Era of Digital Transformation, this seminar in Betwa seeks to equip mayors of the East region and their IT administrators with new skills that will enable them to exploit the benefits of ICT. Professor Ebert Eno is GM of Antique.
Our commitment to decentralization effort put in place by the head of state in terms of building the capacity of municipal councillors, of mayors in the area of ICTs to help them improve service delivery to the population.
Local councils in the East region will soon have access to websites, social media platforms and certified internet access void of cyber insecurity.
The idea is to improve user experience, worker satisfaction, improve service delivery to the population.
Given the kickoff of this capacity building seminar, Governor Gregoire Vongo told the participants that ICT is the future and an important tool in their hands to foster local development within their communities. Tala LT, CRTV News, Betwa.
An organization known as Crop Life Cameroon has promised to dedicate its efforts to providing solutions for the different problems faced in the agricultural sector in the country, notably attacks from pests and disease. This is one of the resolutions of the 38th Ordinary Assembly of that organization that held today in Yaoundé. The president of CropLife Cameroon, Jean Biakov, now comes on the issues discussed.
We are here to contribute for the food security. So if you talk about food security, you have various components. And one of the components is that you have to face an increasing population because you have to feed the population, which is increasing. How can you do to increase the production? You have to help the crop to give the maximum of what the crop can do. So in terms of production, in terms of protection, etc. So this is the reason why we are here today, to find the means for a safety protection for the environment, for the end user, the consumer, and also for the producer. This is a good partnership. Each year, all over the country, we have training sessions to train the farmers how to handle the product safely, how to use the product. In general, we train the farmer for good agricultural practices in partnership with the Ministry of Agriculture.
That is the president of the agricultural organization, Crop Life Cameroon, Jean Biakaf, speaking to Ngu Henry. The time is 21 minutes past 7 o'clock in Yaoundé, and you're listening to CRTV News. Reports from the West region say on the second day of his visit to that region, the Basic Education Minister, Laurent-Serge Toudingwa, has noted that some schools are in urgent need of support from the government, and he has taken measures to give them a decent studying environment to conveniently accommodate the pupils, including the internally displaced children from the Northwest and Southwest region.
In general, the situation is good, but we have some schools which are under pressure because they are overcrowded because of the situation of the Northwest and Southwest region, where some children who are coming to the West region are now in classroom because the president told in 2022 that those children must not be outside the classrooms. We have to think back a new policy of infrastructure. We found three schools with a situation which is very, very alarming, and we decide to send a financial support in the coming 2 weeks so that we can avoid the situation we face there. We send 75 million for one of the schools which welcome refugees here.
The Minister of Basic Education, Professor Laurent-Serge Toudingwa, they're talking about measures to help some schools in the West region provide an environment that is proper for pupils to study. You're speaking to Shivon Boguma. Abroad, parents of more than 130 Nigerian school children who were rescued after more than 2 weeks in captivity have danced and cried after hugging their kids for the first time since March the 7th. Motorcycle-riding gunmen seized the children from their school in the remote town of Kuriga, in the northwestern Kaduna state, and forced them to march to nearby forest amid gunfire. They were freed by the Nigerian military and have been receiving medical support from the military and the government. No group has claimed responsibility for their kidnapping. The locals blame it on bandit groups known for mass killings and kidnappings for ransom in Nigeria's conflict-battered north region. In sports, over 150 cyclists from the 10 regions of Cameroon are expected to compete in the National All-Terrain Cycling Race VTT Chantal Biya at Bagofit in the East Region this Saturday. The information was made known during a press conference in Yaoundé today by the promoter of the event, Minister Joseph Lee of Public Service and Administrative Reforms, who also announced that free medical screening and surgical operations will take place, among other activities.
Bagofit is ready. Everything has been put in place so that the competition should take place smoothly. And I can assure you that on Saturday, everything will go on smoothly with the help of mighty God. Let me also tell you that we are preparing many other things. We will not have only cyclist competition. We will also have health campaign that will put together Fondation Chantal Biya, the CIRCB association that puts together Cameroonian doctors and those coming from abroad. It concerns the world population of the East region. Those who think they have some disease, they are free to come. And they will have everything free of charge. Even chirurgical operation, all that will be done free of charge. All what they need to pay is the transportation from where they are to Bagofit. When they reach Bagofit, we will take care of them, feeding, lodging, and many other things. We will also give attestations to young men and ladies who have been trained by EIE Cameroon. The first lady is the major. And there will also be a big cultural jamboree on Friday evening. Now on Saturday, it will be the big day, apotheose in French, the cycling day, with more than 150 participants. There are many categories. I'm in the category of veterans.
Cycling. Mr. Minister, some of your colleagues have promised they're going to challenge you this Saturday.
We are waiting for them. They will be welcome. I can even give you some names. Mr. Jean de Dieu Momo, Minister Armand Jodom, and especially Minister Grégoire Owona, who said he's coming to challenge us, and many others, maybe some ambassadors who will come. And I can tell you that it will be very interesting.
The promoter of the VTT Chantal Biya cycling race in Bagofit, Public Service Minister Joseph Lay, speaking to Ben Collins, Newberry. Athletes to compete in the 24th edition of the National FENASCO League A Games to be hosted in Limbe Southwest Region have been encouraged to uphold a spirit of enthusiasm, fair play, and peaceful coexistence throughout the games. The Minister of Secondary Education, Nalova Lyonga, was speaking this Wednesday on the courtyard of her ministry as she received the Olympic flames from Garua, where the last games took place. Irene Mantia Yonge.
The Olympic flame that arrived Yaoundé from Garua, the last host of the FENASCO League A Games, toured some major streets of Yaoundé, led by the athletes. Yaoundé inhabitants lined up the streets to have a glimpse of the Olympic flames and to encourage the athletes. After the close to 2 hours tour of the city, the Olympic flame was received by the Minister of Secondary Education, Professor Nalova Lyonga, on the courtyard of her ministry in the presence of her close collaborators alongside officials from the Regional Delegation of Sports and Physical Education. She congratulated the Garua delegation for their show of fair play and sportsmanship throughout last edition. With words of encouragement, Minister Nalova Lyonga then handed the Olympic flame to the president of the National Federation for School Sports, Gemir Amboise, that officially paved the way for the locality of Mokondange in the city of Limbe, Southwest Region, as next host for the 24th edition of the Games that will run from the 2nd to the 9th of April, with a total of over 2,000 athletes to compete under the team School Games, a guarantee of peace and sustainable development.
We are hoping that the same will happen in. To leave us safely and put it there and wait for us to come.
Traditional dances from the four cultural zones of Cameroon and a common meal with the athletes marked the event.
CRTV News.